Hey, this is Eric Louvier. Welcome to this episode. This one is going to blow your socks off, so pay attention. I want to talk about the reasons why your clients buy from you at high ticket. What are the reasons why your clients fork over the big cash, the big money, the high ticket, the 10Kers, the 20Kers, the 50Kers, the people giving you the big money? Why do they buy? What are the reasons why they buy? We're going to cover those because it's not always what you think it is. It's the reasons you may think they're buying might not be the reasons why they're actually buying from you. So we're going to dig all into this. We're going to unpack this. We're going to get detailed into this. And this is going to change the way you do business and the way you do making money. Okay? Because many of the times it is not what you think it is. And we're going to dive into this. This is going to be a series. We're going to cover all these different reasons why people buy, okay? So you are not always in the business that you think you're in. You might think you're in the coaching business, or you might think you're in the guru business or the agency business, or maybe you think you're a speaker or a consultant business, and you're not always in that kind of business. One of my colleagues many years ago told me, Eric, you're not in the agency business, man. You think you're in the agency business, but you're not. You're in the performance business. You're in the performance business. And if you think of your business as a performance, you're going to make so much more money. And it took me years to really own that, to really understand that. And over the years, I'm like, oh, that's what he meant. It's so true. You're in the performance business. But why do they buy? There's many reasons why they buy. So let's cover a few of the reasons why your clients pay you big bucks, okay, on this episode, and then we'll cover more on the other episodes because this is a great big topic. I could do a whole weekend workshop in Austin, Texas on this topic alone and not even cover everything. There are many reasons why they buy, and it's not always what you think they are, okay? So one reason, here we are, drum roll. One reason they buy is because your clients lack certainty. They are not confident, or they are not certain of what they are doing or not doing. They're not 100% sure that they're on the right track. They're not 100% sure that this thing that they're doing is the right thing to do. They stare at a blank computer screen, or they look at a blank whiteboard, or they're taking notes in their journal, and they're just going in circles, and they just can't figure things out. They just can't go all in on anything, and they're just kind of uncertain about a lot of different things. And these are people from all walks of life. You're talking about newbies in your industry, and veterans, superstars, the highest of the food chain people. Like in business, you could be talking about CEOs. You could be talking about doctors and surgeons who may not be 100% confident that by chopping off your left foot is the right thing to do. They just go that way. That's why we have second opinions. So like, whoever you hold at the highest levels in our society, even they are not 100% confident and certain most of the time. So what people are buying from you is your certainty and confidence that you know what you're doing. Your certainty and confidence that you can solve the problem that they have. Your certainty and confidence that you can provide them what they want. Hey, listen up. You know you need leads. You know that you need leads. You know that you need leads. You need more appointments. You need more leads. And you need to get those leads from the internets. The 1990s called. It wants its Yellow Pages back. Direct mail doesn't work. Yellow Pages don't work. I haven't seen a newspaper in how many decades. Like, none of that stuff works anymore. What works is internet marketing. What works is getting leads from, where's everybody at? They're not looking at the Yellow Pages. Where's all the eyeballs at? They're on their phones. And what are they doing on their phones? They are on Facebook. They are on LinkedIn. They are on Twitter. They are on Instagram. They are on the TikToks. That's where they're at. So you ought to be in front of them. Go where the eyeballs are. get in front of them, market to them, get your ideal clients, just booking your calendar full. We can do this for you. We can handle it all for you. This is what we do. Go to webvance.com and let's get cracking. W-E-B, Web, Vance, V-A-N-C-E, webvance.com is our service. We will light your calendar up. We will generate tons of leads for you. We will flood you with appointments and transform your business. I've been doing business online for over 20 years. I know my stuff. We'll take good care of you. So go to webvance.com and let's get cracking. All right, back to the episode. What they ultimately want, what the end result is that they want. Are you following me? You're selling confidence and certainty. And the more confident and certain you are that you can provide the solution, the more likely they're going to buy from you. So look, most humans out there are reactive. They're just like reacting. They're just like reacting to life. You know, they're just like reactive, not proactive. They're just drifting. They're just coasting through life, right? And most are never, ever 100% sure how to go about anything. So online, I get people that are like, you know, I was thinking about driving some Facebook ads, but then I thought, maybe I should run ads on LinkedIn. No, you know what? I should do YouTube videos. Although I'm a little worried about doing videos, never done videos before. But I was thinking about doing YouTube videos, but I was also wondering, what do you think about search engine optimization? I mean, what about Google My Business? I mean, like, people are not certain about what it is that they're doing. And if you're certain about your solution to their problem, you're going to make a lot of money. So one time I had this accountant, okay? That's about the 14th accountant I had. So I'm like, hey man, like, what's going on here? And he's like, here's what I think you should do. This is the steps that you should take because I always thought blank. And I'm like, well, hold on, wait a minute. Isn't blank the way you do this? And he's like, you know, maybe you're right. Let me go and take a look into that and get back to you. I'm like, wait a minute. You're the accountant. I dropped that like three times in college. Like, and I'm telling you that this is what you should do? This ag exemption or something? They're like, well, I don't know. Like, people don't know. So people buy your confidence. They buy your certainty. And you're in the certainty and confidence business, okay? If I'm talking with someone about their traffic and leads, I'm going to tell them, look, I am 100% certain that I can flood you with leads and appointments. 100% certain. I'll use words like in my language, like absolutely. I can absolutely drive that many leads. I can absolutely get you 14 appointments this week. Slam dunk. Make no mistake about it. Do not pass go. No more questions, Your Honor. Slam freaking dunk. Like those kinds of words and language, and I'm not saying you need to have my attitude. I'm saying that I'm emphasizing this, right? I'm embellishing this so you can get the point. My point is your confidence and certainty comes through unspoken. It comes through like, maybe not unspoken. It comes through, like, what am I trying to say? Like most of communication is not verbal. It's nonverbal, which just blows my mind. Then what is it? It's your vibe. It's your tone. It's the way you carry yourself. It's your voice inflection, the pitch, the tone, all these different things make a world of difference in the way people react to you. So when you're trying to bring clients on board, if you're 100% certain and they can hear that in your voice because you have a bite to what you're saying, like I'm doing right now, they get that. They see the authority. They feel the authority. They feel the vibration. They feel your tone. They hear your language. And they can't help but to feel like this guy knows his stuff. That language is the language that generates sales. That language is the language that makes you a millionaire. Okay, so my tone will be confident and certain on a call. I'll be friendly. I'll be kosher. I'll be jolly. But I'm very about what it is that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, wiggle room. I mean, here's what you need. Period. End of discussion. Don't even try to debate me on this, okay? That's how it needs to be delivered. So my tone is going to be confident. It's going to be certain. It's going to be absolute. It might have a bite to it, to the tone. Let me give you an example. Let me try to give you an example. So, well, actually, let's look at it like not having a bite. Like, what would it feel like to be on a call with someone who doesn't have a bite to their language? And then let's contrast that. So it'd kind of be like something like, well, perhaps you could possibly try LinkedIn to get leads. Okay. Like, that could be the tone. Maybe, possibly, I can't even fake it. Like, I can't even do it. Like, I'm trying to be a wimp here on the call. Like, yeah, you know, maybe what you could do is maybe you could possibly try LinkedIn. Maybe that'll work. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's worth a try. You know, we could look to possibly help you. Maybe get a little bit of LinkedIn. Like, have a California voice, right? Like an accent. Like, maybe I can try to help you generate some LinkedIn. I can't even do California. Like, it's just not working, right? It's weak. People don't buy that. Versus, like, the East Coast kind of mentality, right? Over in the East Coast, they're like, listen, bucko, I'm 100% certain the use ideal clients are looking for LinkedIn. And I know how to get them LinkedIn onto your calendar like the back of my hand. I'm going to flood you with leads, okay, Punchy? Then I'm going to school you on how to convert those leads into high-ticket cash flow, all right, friendo? That's how it goes. That's how it works. That's what we're gonna do for you. You get that, Sizzle Chest? Like, that's how we're gonna do it for you. Like, it's completely different. And I'm just playing around with this, right? But you really want to come through with confidence. There's the East Coast mentality that's like, check it out, man. We're gonna get you your bagels, okay? In 2 minutes or less. Just sit right over there. It's coming right out. It's gonna be the best damn bagels you ever had. Like, it's completely different on the East Coast than the wimpy West Coast. No offense to the left. But it's like, all over there in California, they're like, oh, you want me to help? Anyway, so seriously though, your tone, your tonality matters. The language that you use matters. So people are out there lost, they're coasting, they're drifting, they're aimless, they're confused. In fact, they're ignorant. They're ignorant to what it is that you know how to do. Like, I don't know everything, but I know how to generate some freaking leads and make cash online. But if I like go to the plumber or like the car dealership or the mechanic, right? Let's say I go to the mechanic. I go to the car shop and I'm like, hey man, my car, man, it's all messed up, man. It's like making this crazy devil sound, man. Like, I turn it on and it's like arugula. Like, it's like, it's demon stuff, man. It sounds bad. I'm scared. Can you help me with my car? And the mechanic's going to be like, it's the carburetor, sir. It's not, no devil. It's the carburetor. I'm like, it's carbs? No, it's a carburetor. I'll fix it. Take a seat. You'll be done in 15 minutes and your car will be like new. I don't know what a carburetor even does, but I'm saying, like, as an example, the mechanic knows what to do because they work on cars all freaking day for the past 35 years. They know what's wrong with your car. You don't, unless you know cars. I don't know cars. So that's what I'm saying. I know traffic. I know conversions. I know copywriting. I know how to make a bunch of money online. But I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about plumbing. So that's what, you got to know what you know. And you know, you provide the solution to a problem that you're confident you can solve that problem. And that's 90% of the battle. So when your prospects show up, they're not necessarily buying your course. They're not necessarily buying your services. They're buying your confidence and certainty that you can provide the end result that they're after. They know that you know what you're talking about. They can feel it. Okay? Like, I know how to light you up with traffic and cash online. I will light you up with cha-ching. Okay? I know that like the back of my hand. You could wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, be like, hey, I need some traffic. I'll be like, well, okay, let's get some traffic. And boom, you're getting lit up with traffic. I'm not like, well, kind of, sort of, maybe I can help you get beat. That's BS. Like, you're not going to buy that. I'm like, slam freaking dunk, homie. Let's get cracking. You're going to get the leads. I'm going to fill up your calendar. Let's go make a bunch of money. Let's go. So people buy your certainty. That's what they buy. They're not buying your 16 videos and 42 cheat sheet templates. They're not buying your 18 weeks of group coaching sessions. They could care less about all that. What they want is the end result, the final outcome, the definite aim purpose that they're after, the solution to their problem. One problem, one solution. So you ought to provide a solution that you're 100% confident that you can provide. If not, it's a great big fat giant disconnect, and it's really hard for you to make money if you're selling something you don't believe in or something you don't fully believe you can provide a solution to. But if you really thoroughly know what you're doing and you believe like you believe like you believe that you can provide a solution to that problem, then sell it and present it and market it and promote it with certainty. That's what people buy from you, confidence and certainty. They buy your language, they buy your tone, they buy your tonality, they buy your vibe, they buy the way you carry yourself, they buy your performance, they buy your confidence. So that's what they buy. It's not always what you think they buy. That's one of the big reasons why they buy. So I'm going to do a series of these reasons why people buy from you. You should listen to all of them if you like money. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. This is Eric Louvier. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next episode. He gone.